节目师是菲律宾华侨，电机工程师，生于三男一女。1976年创立第一电子工业有限公司，发展音像器材产品。1985年移居美国。1987年创立南加州绿洲团契。1993年与同工创立南加州非华基督教会。1996年得神呼召，提前退休，进 Biola University Talbot School of Theology 接受神学装备。先后获道学硕士及神学研究学位。2004年就任远东广播公司中国福音施工部执行主任。Reverend Eddie Low grew up in the Philippines. He is an electrical engineer and founded his audio systems company in 1976. He moved to U.S. in 1985 and founded the OSIS Fellowship in 1987, and then a Filipino-Chinese church in Southern California in 1993. He received a calling and took early retirement in 1996 and received two master's degrees from Talbot School of Theology in 2004. He was appointed to the current post of Director of China Mission's Far East Broadcasting Corporation. He and the wife Carol have four grown children. Now let's welcome Reverend Low.
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters. Thanks to the Lord that I can come back to your church to share a message with you. And I was here about 4 years ago.
从南加州远东广播公司中国福音施工部，来问候各位，也带来祝福。
Again, greeting from the Far East Broadcasting Company from South California, and then may God's blessing be with all of you today.
今天要为大家来分享一个很重要的信息，是关于宣教的一个信息。
I want to share with you a very important message. The message has to do with the mission.
我们有一个梦。
We all have a dream.
那么一讲到宣教呢，一讲到宣教，大家相信就马上会想到。一个很重要的经文就是马太福音28:19-20。
Every time we thought about mission, we will think about reflecting a very important verse from Matthew chapter 28:19-20.
这个所谓大使命的经文跟宣教是息息相关的。
We all know this great commission has a lot to do with the mission.
那这里告诉我们说要去使万民做主耶稣的门徒。
This one says, "So go and make disciples of all nations."
要奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
So baptize them in the name of the Father.
也叫 要教训他们遵守主耶稣所吩咐的。
And then teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
这是有带附带一个应许的，就是主耶稣说他会与我们同在，一直到世界的末了。
One of our promises is that the Jesus Christ will be with us until the end of the world.
那么这段经文其实只有这么长的两节的经文其实只有一个动词。
So all these two verses is only one single verb.
但是这个动词是有三个分词来支持。
And there's a several participle with that important verb.
这个主要的动词就是。Make disciple 就是做门徒。
The important verb is make disciples.
所以这一段经文就教我们怎么能够为耶稣来训练门徒，来带领万民来做主耶稣的门徒。
So all these verses talk about how to train disciple and how to baptize people in the nation.
所以 其实就是有三个分词来解释来介绍怎么样能够带领万民的做主耶稣的门徒。
So there are three participles that train disciple how to be disciple for God.
那当然第一个就是去。
The first one is go.
去就是不要坐在你的座位上。
So in a very simple meaning, go meaning not just sit down on your seat.
当然要离开你的座位，要去。那么去也可能不需要说去到很远的地方。
So go is probably not just leave your seat, but not to go may not go very far a distance.
其实，在你旁边、你的周围、你的邻居，或是旁边的校园，都是你传福音的一个场所。
So people around you, maybe in the neighborhood, is all the place, all people that you can evangelize.
那当然也包括到远方，过坐飞机到偏远的地方去传福音。
Also, it includes a place that probably far away, probably the end of the world that you can spread the good news.
那第二个分词就是要奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
The second verse is baptize them in the name of our Father.
那有的圣经里面还有一些小小的字或者刮胡的字，就是说原文的意思是说要为他们施洗，使他们归入父子圣灵的名下。
A lot of some they have some explanation saying that the baptize them so they are being baptized in the name of the Lord.
这个就是说为他们施洗，就带他们进入父子圣灵的家中，就是带他们来教会，一起来建立教会。
That means baptizing and leading to the house of the Lord, and together will build the church.
这是一个很重要的一个分词，要我们出去做一件事情，就是带人来到教会里面，跟我们一起来建立教会。
So it's a very, very important participant command that go out.And lead people to the church and establish the church together.
第三个分词也是更重要的，就是要教训他们主耶稣所吩咐的。
And the third participle is very, also very, very important is teach them to obey.
那么耶稣的教训，耶稣的吩咐非常的多。
So there's a lot of teaching from Jesus, as you know.
但是我相信最重要的一个吩咐就是治理的吩咐。
And very important thing is the what's being taught over here.
在这里很清楚地告诉我们，耶稣吩咐这个也是主耶稣在升天之前最后一个吩咐。
So this is also the very last command before Jesus rise to heaven.
就是要去使万民做主耶稣的门徒。
So one of the very great command is.To baptize the nation to be disciple of the Father.
所以这个也是我们所谓的大使命的经文。
So this is the so-called the Great Commission.
所以我们就知道，一方面我们要带人来到教会来一起来建立教会。
So not only that, we lead people to come to the church to establish church together.
然后也要来教训他们遵守耶稣的吩咐，就是出去使万民做主耶稣的门徒。
Also teach them to obey God's command to go and baptize the nation.
所以我们就知道建立教会跟做宣教是同样重要的。
So we know that establish the church also is as important as the Great Commission.
那么其实这是一回事，不是两回事。
So this is actually one matter, but the two different sides.
可以说是一个铜板的两面。
It's just the two sides of a coin.
但是很多很多教会，特别是华人教会，并没有这样做。
But as a matter of fact, not a lot of Christian Chinese church didn't follow that.
我看到很多，我每一个礼拜都到不同的教会来服侍，有的时候一个礼拜最多到七个、八个教会也有。我到的教会，特别是华人的教会，我就发现，很多的华人教会很重视建立教会。
So I went to visit a lot of church, a lot of people that serving a lot of different church. But one of the thing that Chinese church usually do it, they pay very high attention in establish the church.
你看到他们教会里面很多很多的事工，很多很多的活动。
There's a lot of things being done at a church.
参加
workshop, stuff like that.
参加诗班的同工一大堆，教主日学查经班的人一大堆，甚至有开中文班很多，哇，你看到他们做的轰轰烈烈，都是为了建立教会。
So there's a lot of activity in the church, like choir practice, Bible study group, and maybe some other school that happen in the church. A lot of things they do in terms of activity to, in order to establish a church.
但是当你问他们到底多少弟兄姊妹参与在宣教工作的时候，你会很失望。
But when you ask them a question, how many of them participating in mission, then a lot of time you'll be really disappointed.
因为这个参与宣教跟其他的工作的弟兄姊妹不成比例。
A lot of time you kind of look at, do a little survey, then you know that the proportion of people participating in mission is not comparable to other type of work.
我读的神学院里面有很多韩国的学生。
I went to a seminary school. There's a lot of students from Korea.
我常常跟这些韩国的学生，在交通，在交通的时候，我就发现他们韩国教会跟我们华人教会有这个最大的差别。
So when I have a conversation dialogue with those students from Korea, I find out there's a major difference between church from Korea and church from like Chinese church.
就是他们把宣教当为是教会最重要的一个事工。
They treat the mission as the most important matter in the church.
一般韩国人的教会，他们把每一个礼拜的总收入的50%以上做宣教的工作。
Most of the church in Korea, they contributed 50% of their receiving into the work of mission.
那一般华人的教会，我跟很多的牧师、传道人交通，我就发现很多华人教会只是拿出总收入的10%，甚至20%、25%，就觉得很多了，来做宣教的工作。
Through several conversations and dialogue with the pastor or minister in the church, I kind of realized that Chinese church only spend about 15-20% in mission.
我记得我一个很好的韩国人的牧师，是跟我很好的朋友，他就告诉我说，他常常有的时候2-3个月都拿不到他的薪水。
So a lot of time I was communicating with the pastor or priest from a Korean church. A lot of time he doesn't receive his wage for maybe several months.
他们是先把钱拿去做宣教的工作，然后剩下来的他们那个教会10多个牧师才来分。
They contribute their offering to the mission first before they distribute the rest money to the rest of the activity in the church.
那华人教会我很少听到有这种情况。
But seldom I heard about this story like pastor not receiving a wage for.
那当然有很多很多不同的因素。
Well, I understand there's probably a lot of reason that leading to this phenomenon.
但是我相信有一个很重要的一个因素就是梦。
Well, one thing I know that probably a very important factor is the dream.
我跟这些韩国的传道人在分享在交通的时候，常常他们会提到他们的梦。
So a lot of time when I have a dialogue with the pastor from the Korean, they have a dream.
但是华人教会，你跟他们谈跟这些同工谈的时候，他们很少会提到他们对宣教的梦。
Well, a lot of time you communicate with the Chinese people serving the Chinese church, they seldom mention about dream that relating to vision.
所以我们知道，宣教对教会的存在是非常重要的。
So I want to let you know that the Great Commission and the church are really inseparable.
华人教会每一个华人教会，我相信现在也都知道宣教的重要。
Well, most of the Chinese church also knows the importance about the mission.
但是知道是一回事，做出来又是另一回事。
But knowing is one thing, but really doing that is another.
所以我认为最大的差别是因为很多华人教会，对宣教没有梦，或是梦不够清楚。
Well, a lot of time I know that the Chinese church doesn't realize there is a dream for for mission, or maybe they don't even have a very clear dream about the mission.
但是不是，我不是指说华人教会都没有意向。
I didn't say that all the Chinese church doesn't have a vision.
我到一些华人教会看到他们意向也非常的清楚。
They most of those all have a very clear vision.
所以我今天特别要来强调这一点，就是做宣教，在教会要做宣教，一定要有梦。
So one thing I want to being clear to you is really just you if you want to have a mission, you do have to have a dream.
那么一提到梦呢，我们就看圣经，圣经提到梦有115次之多。
So Bible mentioned about dreams about 110 times, 15 times.
那这115次之多呢的提到梦，大概有应该有超过100次是指意象。
Well, a lot of time, more than 110 times was talking about this division.
那么，但是很多人就会误会，以为说做一个梦就是一个意象。
Well, a lot of time people thinking about if you dream something, that become your vision.
圣经里面虽然大部分的梦都是跟意象有关系，但是不一定说每一个梦都是一个意象。
Well, a lot of time when Bible talk about dreams, most of the time it's relating to vision, but not all the dreams are relating to vision.
所以也不是每一个意象都是从梦来的。
So a lot of time, the vision may not come from the dream.
那么，其实意象，我们说意象，很多人以为是这是我们基督教的一个特别的一个专利。Well,
a lot of time you were thinking about vision is a privilege for Christian.
其实不是这样，现在外面很多的大企业、大机构、大学，他们都到处在找有意象的人来带领他们的机构。
As you know, that all the corporation and university, they all have visions.
他们都找的总裁了，他们的带领人呢，他们都希望能够是一个蛮有意向的人。So
all the vice presidents or CEO for a corporation, they all want to have very important vision for the company.
所以其实你去看字典，你就看到意向是的解释，就是 intelligent foresight， 就是很有智慧的远见。
As you look up the definition for the vision, it's as Reverend Lee saying, Lowe saying, it's intelligent foresight.
但是对圣经来说，我们圣经所谓的意象，并不只是一个 intelligent foresight， 不只是一个智慧的一个远见而已。
But in Bible, when we're talking about vision, it's just not the intelligent portion.
所以我要跟大家来一起分享，就是刚刚我们的灵会帮我们读的这段经文。So
I want to share with you what the vision is from the Bible verses.
那我们刚刚已经读过，所以我不再跟大家读。So
I'm not going to repeat this passage again with you.
那我只是要从这段经文里面跟大家一起来思想，到底圣经所谓的意象的定义是什么。So
I want to kind of examine this Bible verses to define what the vision is in Bible.
从这段经文，我们就看到这些人，其实在希伯来书十一章，他是介绍了十多位旧约的一些信心的伟人。So
in Hebrew chapter 11, it talk about 11 faith giants in the Old Testament.
那么这些信心伟人，其实他们是一些有意向的人。So
all those faith giants, they all are persons with vision.
因为十三节告诉我们说，他们是凭着信心来得到一些应许，但是他们在生前没有得到这些应许，只是在远处望见，而且欢喜迎接。They
all seeing that they all have a faith while they are alive. They only have the faith from a far distance.
这是圣经所谓的意象。This
is the vision that defined by the Bible.
而且他们是渴望一个家乡。And
they all dream about a home.
这个家乡不是现在的家乡。The
home they dream about is not the home they currently have.
他们所渴慕的这个家乡是以后的，是将来的，而且是天上的。They
dream about a country that's going to happen in the future and it's going to be in heaven.
既然是天上了，就让我们知道这个是属灵的事情，这个是关于神的国度的事情。So
we're talking about something from heaven, we know that this is a spiritual matter.
更重要的就是在下面就是16节的下半节，说是神耶和华神早就为他们在这个家乡里面就预备了一座城。
In verses 16, as you read, God has prepared a place for them.
然后他们因为有这座城，他们因为有看到这个美丽的家乡，他们就愿意做出一些他们不敢做的事。就刚刚就讲到最后一节，讲到亚伯拉罕做了一件非凡的事情。As
they seen already in their dream about this promised city, so they can do something beyond their capability.
好，所以从这段经文，我容许我做一个对意象来下一个定义。So
allow me to define what a vision is.
意象是人从神所领受的启示，凭着信心看到属灵应许的图画，能够描绘美好的明天。它能够推动人去做非凡的事，以实现美景。So
vision is a revelation from God. We visualize by faith a portrayal of beautiful things to come. It can motivate us to achieve at things that otherwise are not humanly impossible for the purpose of achieving God's kingdom.
好，从这段把这四节的经文浓缩成这么样一个定义，我相信大家就看得更清楚什么是圣经所谓的意象。So
this kind of short abstract kind of summarizes all these verses, what the definition of the vision is.
特别是针对宣教的意象。
Especially the vision about the mission.
那么从这段经文，或是从这个定义呢，我们就能够看到，其实圣经所谓的梦或是意象有四个重要的要素。
So as you review a little bit in detail, in depth, that there's four essentials of a dream or vision.
第一个要素就是人从神所领受的启示。
The first one is the dream is a revelation from God to man.
16节下半节讲得很清楚，是神为他们预备一座城。
And in verses 16 it says God prepared a city for them.
这座城不是他们自己建立的。
This is a city not built by man.
也不是他们攻打下来的。
It's also not a city they conquered.
是神为他们预备的。It's
a city that prepared by God.
所以你就知道，意象不是人自己构想出来的。So
as you know, the vision is not what something that a man fabricated.
不是人用他自己的智慧，有一些愿景这样来实现。So
it's not created, fabricated by man through their own thinking.
而是神按照他自己的计划，他自己的国度的扩展，他个别在教会里面，在不同的教会里面来启示他的心意。
So it's really coming from God that revealed to all different churches from God's own will.
那这是第一个，如果不是从上帝来的，那肯定不是异象。
So if it's not from God, then that cannot be a vision.
那很多年轻人会告诉我说，哦，神给我个异象，要我娶某某姊妹做太太。
So a lot of young generation or young people say, hey, God, give me a vision that I need to marry so-and-so as wife.
甚至有人也告诉我说，神给他意向，要他去考哪一个大学。
Maybe God gives someone a vision that he need to go apply for a certain college.
我常常就告诉他们，这些事情跟神的国度有什么关系？
And a lot of time asking the question, what does it have to do with the kingdom of God?
如果跟神的国度有直接的关系，那就比较有可能是神给你的启示。If those
have something to do with the kingdom of God, maybe that could be related to the vision from God.
如果说这个姊妹，她愿意跟你一起出来服侍，这个还有可能是神给你的意象。If
someone you want to marry to, they want to come out and serve the God, maybe it could be a vision.
那如果这个意象是让你看到，这个姊妹因为很漂亮，所以神要你去娶她，那你要好好的再考虑。Then
if you only can tell because so-and-so is beautiful, so you want to marry him, that most of the time you have to think about, reconsider. So maybe it's not a vision from God.
不管你的工作，不管你的学业，不管你的婚姻等等，如果是 跟神的国度有关系的，这就比较有可能是神给你的意象的启示。
So it's kind of like if your job or your marriage you really have something to do with the kingdom of God, then you can consider those things have related, those things were related to vision of God.
特别是宣教这件事情，宣教不是教会的工作，宣教是神自己的工作。
Especially when we're discussing about mission, as we all need to know, mission is really God, work from God, not from man.
所以意象是神自己的计划。
So vision is a plan from God.
他会按照自己的心意来给每一个教会不同的启示。
So he will give all different church different vision from his own will.
第二个要素就是要凭信心能够看见属灵的应许。
The second is the portrait visualized through faith.
那么在十三节就告诉我们说，这些人，这些信心为人，他们其实是凭着信心的眼睛能够看到神的一些应许。虽然在他们的生前，他们都没有看到这些应许的实现。
So on verse 13, as you see, they all this faith giant, they can see what God promised, what they are like, even they don't see it.But they believe in it.
当上帝启示给他们的时候，常常在开始的时候是在他们的脑海中一个很模糊的一个形象。
So a lot of time when God revealed to those giants, it probably started out as a very blurred vision to begin with.
那当他们继续寻求神的心意的时候，这幅图画在他们的脑海里面就越来越清晰。
And when they continue to pursue God's will, and that picture become clearer and clearer.
所以你就看到，当时这些一两百年前这些西方的宣教士，他们到中国，他们都是带着一个意向去的。
So as you put all this minister that went to China, they all carry a great vision to China.
所以他们去的时候都带着非常非常好的一些神的应许。
They also carry a great promise from God.
虽然很多他们都到死的时候都没有看到这些事情在中国来实现。
So even till their death, they didn't see anything being fulfilled in China.
但是他们却是从远处望见，而且欢喜迎接。
Because they only see things from a distance, and they welcome them.
那第三个因素就是他们会预见一些美好的前景。
The third essential is it's a promised beautiful future.
神按照他的心意启示给这些人的时候，都会看到一幅非常美丽的图画。
So when God revealed them, they can see a beautiful picture in the future.
如果这幅图画跟现在差不多，或是比现在更糟糕，那肯定不是从神来的。
So the picture that God revealed to them is nothing, is not different than what they having right now. Then probably is not a very good, vision.
那么，这些宣教士当他们到中国的时候，常常就是被这个意象，这幅美丽的图画所驱动。
So those missionaries went to China 100 years ago. They all been driven by this beautiful picture in the future.
看到中国一个一个乡村这样来归向神，那么美丽的图画，虽然他们生前没有看到。
Seeing all these counties or city one by one converting to God, that's what they see.
但是一两百年后，我们今天到中国的时候，我们就真的看到。中国很多很多地方就是一个一个乡村在信主耶稣。
So after 100, 200 years later that we can see that now one county after one another one being converted to God, and that's the picture being fulfilled.
所以这些只当时在他们的脑海中只是一些清晰的美丽的图画而已。
So back then it's only a very beautiful picture to begin with.
那么最后一个要素。就是因为看到这些美丽的前景的图画，就能够推动他们去做一些他们不愿意做、不敢做、不会做的事。
The third essential is because they see in this great picture, give them a very great driving force to advance God's kingdom.
就是十七节所说的，刚刚十七节所说的亚伯拉罕，他看到这个异象之后，他就愿意把他独生的儿子以撒。把他杀死，献在祭坛上。
So this is really portrayed in verse 17 that Abraham, after seeing this beautiful picture, He has his Christ driving force able to sacrifice his own son for the great cause.
就是因为看到这些美丽的前景，这些西方的宣教士，他们愿意付出他们的生命，到偏远的中国去牺牲他们的生命。
Because his great driving force, all this missionary willing to go to China, even to sacrifice their life.
很多人到死的时候都才看到三五个人信主。
Well, a lot of time of those missionaries being martyred, they only see, sometimes they only see two or a few handful of people being converted.
但是他们却从远处望见，而且欢喜迎接。
But they saw a great picture from a distance and welcomed them.
甚至愿意付出他们的生命。
And so willingly to sacrifice their own lives.
所以也是因为这样。 我看到有一些韩国的宣教士或者是韩国的传道人，他们愿意有的时候两三个月都收拿不到薪水，他们还是愿意做。Because
of all those essential elements, those ministers in Korean church, they are so willingly to serve the church, even not to receiving any wages for several months.
我巴不得我们华人教会也是有能够这样来看到神给我们的意向，能够愿意做这样的付出。
I hope all those Chinese church can also have those vision and have this great contribution to the mission.
可是很可惜，就是我们华人教会还是在彷徨。
But a lot of time I kind of see this Chinese church in general still hesitating, trying to move forward slowly.
让我想到这个情况跟当时美国在建国的时候，在立国的时候很相似。
So I kind of see this the status very similar to. The United States back in about 200 years ago when the country is being established.
在1776年的时候，他们建立这个国家的时候，他们在这个独立宣言上跟在这个宪法上清清楚楚地写了几个字，就是 All men are created equal.
Like when the United States being established in 1776 in the Declaration of Independence, they say all men are created equal.
但是我们知道那个时代很多人家里都有什么？
We know that back then a lot of family all have
有黑奴，对不对？
They all have slaves. Yeah.
所以知道是一回事，做出来又是另一回事。
So see, this is really clearing a kind of like a reflection of knowing one thing but doing is another.
甚至这些签名在独立宣言的这些官员中间，有些人家里也是有黑奴。
A lot of officials that actually signed the declares of the independence, they also have slaves in their own household as well.
一直到有一天有一个有意向的人出来。
Not until one person appeared with a great vision.
他在 Gettysburg 这个地方做了一个很简单的两分钟半的一个演讲。
Yeah, he made a statement in Gettysburg for only as short as 2 minutes.
4 score and 7 years ago, our father, 你们知道这个演讲很短，这是我非常的 powerful. 他第一句话就讲到，啊，the dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. 第一句话就讲。
The first one is, 所有人都是平等的创造的。他就唤起当时整个国家的良知。 So right now he just wake up everybody's conscience in this nation.
他有这么一个清楚的意向，看到美国的前景。
So he has a clear vision seeing what's going to happen to the United States in the future.
当美国真正有自由平等的时候，能够影响世界，能够领导世界，那种美丽的前景。
He was able to see that after the United States can gain freedom and being an independent country. Then they have a great influence to the rest of the world.
在那个时候，国家最艰难的时候，他敢走讲这种话是非常非常不容易的。
Well, as you imagine that during such a controversial situation, great difficulty, a man with a vision can stand up and say this difficult thing to the whole nation.
为了这个意向，他牺牲了他自己的生命，59岁就被安葬。
So because that sharing of his vision, he was being murdered or killed while he was only 59 years old.
死的时候没有看到这个梦的实现。
While he died, he didn't see the fulfillment of history.
一直到他死后，美国才真正的释放黑奴。
After his death, finally the slave being free.
所以我们就知道有意向、有梦的宣教就是这样。
As you know that this is a mission with a great vision and dream.
所以，我巴不得神能够给华人教会有这么清楚的意向，能够让我们能够做出一些牺牲，做出一些付出，做出一些我们不愿意做、不会做、不敢做的事情吧。
I cannot help and plead all the Chinese church. You really is have this great commission that we want to do this with a great vision.
我希望神能够兴起很多很多有意向的同工出来。
And I'm hoping God can really wake up people with a great vision to participate this great work.
只有一两位少数的人有意向不够的。
That's definitely not enough. Only a handful of people with vision.
你看林肯牺牲他自己的生命，黑奴得到释放了。So
after Lincoln sacrificed his life, the slave was being free in this country.
但是我要问大家一个问题：黑奴真正得到自由吗？
I want to ask you a question. Does the slave really receive
释放了之后有没有自由？
Freedom after they being free, do they have the true freedom?
有没有？
Do they? Did they?
没有了。
They did not have the true freedom.
肉体是得到释放，但是心灵还是被捆绑。Their
physical body is being free, but their mind and their soul is not being free yet.
历史告诉我们，很多地方他们不能去，很多好的大学他们不能上。So
even though physically they are being free, but they cannot go to a good college. A lot of places they cannot go.
不只是黑人，连我们这些亚洲人当时也是受到很多的这个种族歧视。
Not only that, back then, a lot of Asian Americans also being suffered through those discrimination.
一直到100年之后，另外一个有意向的人起来了。
Not until about 100 years ago, another great person, a person with great vision.
林肯被杀之后100年，另外一个有意向的人起来了。Another
person came out after 100 years ago. Later,
这个人就站在林肯纪念碑，有做了一个很出名的演讲。So
he stand up in the Lincoln Memorial and has a great speech.
这个演讲叫什么？题目是什么？Remember? I have a dream. 我有一个梦。那这个有意向的人，他不是只说他晚上睡觉的时候做了一个梦。
This person with this dream is not just because he just dreamed about this dream last night.
他指的是上帝给他的清楚的启示。He
was telling a dream that was given by God.
他说我看到在阿拉巴马这个地方，阿拉巴马是南部这个黑人最多的地方。他说我看到阿拉巴马这个地方，黑人的小孩手牵手跟白人的小孩一起去上学。So
he had a dream about the African American was. And a child from the Caucasian Americans was holding hand by hand, boys and girls.
所以为了这么一个意向，他也牺牲了他的生命。Because
this great vision, he also sacrificed his own life.
39岁就被暗杀。So
30 years, at the age of 39 years old, he was killed.
就是因为有这些有意向的人能够做出一些。 不愿意做、不敢做、不会做的事，才让这个国家能够领导世界。Because
of those people have great vision, they're doing something that most people don't want to do, so they'll be able to advance the country to a much higher status.
也因为这样，今天我们竟然就选出一个黑人总统，有没有？So
now we have a African American as the president of the United States.
不要误会我不是指这个总统好不好，我只是说因为有意向的人，能够这样的牺牲，今天中美国才能够这样真正的能够享受自由平等。
It's because of a great vision from a person nowadays. Now you be able to have the opportunity for everybody to have that chance to be United States president of the United States.
从这里我们就看到。 梦或是意象对宣教的重要性。
Now we can realize that dreams of vision has a great is very important for the mission.
我现在要跟大家来分享三个这个意象对宣教的三个影响。
Now I want to share with you the three important influences of drink upon the mission works.
第一就是意向能够推动宣教。
First thing I want to share with you, the vision can really promote or initiate mission work.
能够启发，能够激励人来做宣教的工作。
It will able to encourage and promote people to do mission works.
从旧约圣经里面，我们看到很多人做梦，很多人有异象。
So in the Old Testament, we know that a lot of people have great vision.
在旧约里面，我们看到这些有做梦、有异象的人都跟宣教有很密切的关系。
We know that in the Old Testament, a lot of people have great dreams and great vision. A lot of them has to do with the mission works.
当然，我们相信可能第一个对宣教比较有大贡献、大影响力的就是亚伯拉罕。
Well, I know a lot of people. We know that one person has a great relation with the mission is Abraham.
在创世纪十二章一开始就说，亚伯拉罕从神领受了一个异象。
And at the Genesis chapter 11, chapter 12, it says,
verse 1, 他就从神领受了一个异象。
They receive a vision from God.
圣经没有告诉我们这个异象是从哪里来，是到底他晚上做睡觉的时候做梦，或是透过天使的显现，或是神亲自在上面显现，没有这样说，只是第一节就告诉我们耶和华神对亚伯兰说。
The Bible didn't tell very clearly how Abraham received vision, either through dream or through a very clear declaration. But Bible says the Lord had said to Abraham,
他说你要离开本地、本族、父家，到一个我说要你去的地方。
He said, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you."
我要让你成为大国，我要赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你要叫别人得福。I
want to make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great.
And 再下一句。
And you will be a blessing.
最重要是最后这一句话，他要成为一个 blessing， 他要成为万国的祝福。
So it become a blessing for all nations.
这个祝福不是指我们中国人所谓的长寿或是多子孙还是怎么样，这是得到福音、得到救恩的福气。This
blessing is not what Chinese usually envision is a long life, a good health, but it's for people all receiving God's salvation.
所以亚伯兰得到这么个异象的时候，在他的脑海里面就浮现一幅好美丽前景的一个图画。
So what to be received the vision that Abraham has a great picture of the future.
这幅图画，他看到万国万民，因为他的顺服，都能够得到上帝的祝福。
So he see the vision that all nation, all people will receive this blessing after they obey God.
这幅图画，这个意象就推动他去做他不敢做、不要做、不愿意做的事。
So this great picture was helping him to do something he is not, he's fearful to do.
他就离开他自己的家，就来到一个完全陌生的地方来开始他宣教的生涯。
So he leaves the country, his own town, and going to a foreign land to start his missionary work.
那么就还有很多其他的，像约瑟这个天天做梦的这个小年轻人，后来也是，我们看到他到埃及这个地方也是做非常好的一个宣教的工作。As
you probably know, Joseph, he also had a dream, and then eventually go to Egypt to do a great work at that place.
甚至法老王说，这个人只要是有上帝的灵在他身上。And
even Pharaoh saying that Joseph is with the spirit from God.
所以我们就看到。 圣经一再的提到有异象的人，他对宣教的工作是特别有贡献的。So
we know that people that have a great vision will have a great contribution in the mission work.
一直来到新约圣经的时候，我们就看到更多了。And
then in the New Testament, you got more and more examples.
新约一开始就讲到一个人得到异象，就是耶稣的玛利亚的未婚夫啊，就是约瑟。
And then in the first start of the New Testament is Mary's husband Joseph received a vision.
当时他看到他这个未婚妻，肚子一天一天的大起来，他就很不高兴，他就希望把她休掉。
And then he was trying, almost gonna to a point want to divorce his wife.
His fiance.
His fiance. Okay.
但是就在那个时候，上帝的意象就临到他。
And then back then the vision came upon Joseph.
一个天使向他显现说，这个，你未婚妻肚子里面的这个小孩，要把他的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
And then the child will save people from sins eventually.
所以他看到一幅清晰的图，看到全世界罪人就因为这个小孩而能够得到上帝的祝福。
So he was able to see all people sinner will receive blessing from God, all nation.
就让他做出一个很不好做的决定。
So he was able to make a very difficult decision.
让他把这个他认为不贞洁的这个妇人来把她娶了做太太。
So he was able to marry a wife that already was pregnant.
所以就开始了人类。 最大的一个宣教的工作。
So this become the greatest mission in this world.
因为时间的关系，我就不继续讲谈有这些，不管是彼得了，不管是保罗，他们都在异象中看到异象之后，他们就毅然的做出很大的一些决定。
So I'm going to share more examples such as Peter's and Paul. They all see a great vision and able to do something that's difficult.
彼得在屋顶上祷告的时候，看到异象，他就。 完全改变他自己的作风，他就开始向外邦人来传福音。So
Peter able to receive a vision from Ruth, so he started to spread gospel to Gentiles.
那保罗是在特罗亚那个地方看到一个异象之后，他就改变他的行程，他就往西到欧洲去开始宣教。So
Paul received a vision and started a different route of gospel going to the west to spread the gospel.
如果当时他没有顺服呢，这些西方没有得到救恩，没有西方就不会差遣那么多的宣教士来到亚洲。那今天可能我们这些人都还是在神的愤怒之下。So
without those vision and the mission works, we won't have those Western missionary come to China, and then we still be under the wrath of God.
那第二个，时间关系我就不等一下，主日学的时候有时间我再分享这个见证，这个也是，原东的创办人当时怎么开始，这个这么庞大的一个宣教的工作，也是从领受异象来的，能叫时间我再分享。So
I will share with you more detail about how they start a Far East Broadcasting Company, how they start this mission work with a great vision to begin with.
第二个影响力就是它能够引导宣教。The
second influence is the dream of vision can guide the mission work.
意象好像可以说好像是一个 GPS 一个导航器一样。Just
visions like GPS, they can guide where you want to do your work.
我们常常在美国会玩一种游戏叫做 Jigsaw Puzzle， 好，这个拼图游戏。
We often play the puzzles.
有几百块，甚至有几千块，这个小碎片，不会玩的人弄半天都一头雾水，都不知道从哪里开始。
Sometimes you have 100 pieces of puzzle, or maybe 1,000 pieces of puzzle. A lot of time you don't know how to play, that you don't know where to start.
但是会玩这种游戏的人，有些人告诉我，我从边边开始，因为边边是直的。
A lot of time people know how to play this puzzle. They started off from the edge.
但是我告诉大家，就是现在设计这种 jigsaw puzzle 更聪明，它就没有边的。Now
people that design these jigsaw puzzle, they don't have any edge at all for you to follow.
所以会玩这种游戏的人，他是怎么办？So
the people want to play this puzzle, then how are you going to get started?
他就会拿出什么
？What are they going to do now?
那个盒子出来，他们拿出这个盒子。 盒子的上面有一个什么？
When they pull out the box, there's a pattern.
这个图画就是一幅清晰的图画，让你看到你完成之后的美景是什么。
So the thing they can follow is really a picture, the finished picture on the box.
很多时候宣教也是这样，很艰难。
So a lot of time the mission work had full of great difficulties.
当教会领受神的意象，知道要 从事哪一个宣教工程的时候，开始时候都是很难。
So a lot of time when church trying to do the mission works, they don't know where to start. Usually start with the great difficulties.
也没有人，也没有钱。
You don't have financial resources, and you don't have people.
但是这幅图画在人的头脑里面越清晰的时候，他们就越有方向感。
But when the picture getting really, really clear in people's mind, then we know that we have a direction to follow.
那么像远东广播公司也是曾经有一段时间，很多人都会告诉我说，哎，今天这个时代已经不像你们以前那个黄金时代，以前的人都是听广播，现在人好像不习惯听广播，那你们怎么办？你们要不要关门呢？
Well, a lot of time people kind of always argue and question me about this. Nowadays, people don't listen to radio that much back then. So how are you going to do?
就为这件事情，我去访问我们的创办人。
So I asked this question to the founder of the broadcasting company.
Yeah, 远东广播公司的创办人今年已经97岁了。
The founder of the company is 97 years old.
我有一次我特别去访问他，我说现在这种情况是这样。要怎么办
？So I ask him these questions.
他一点都不慌张。
And he's not even worried about it.
等一下，主日学校的时间我来分享。
And I want to share with you this insight as well as during the Sunday school.
吊口味。
So this will be the hook. So make sure you come.
所以这个是意向是能够引导我们做宣教的工作。
So this great dreams will guide the mission works.
最后第三个影响力就是意向能够促成宣教。
So the third influence is the vision or dream can facilitate mission works.
让人有一个急迫感。
So that will give people with a great desire to do things.
也能够克服一切的艰难。
And because of that, they can overcome the difficulties.
意向清楚就会能够改变人的先后的次序。
So if you have a clear vision, that definitely can get this priority straightened out.
那彼得当时在中午屋顶上在祷告的时候看到意向。
So Peter was praying on a roof and he saw a great vision.
他还没有看到这个意向的时候，他一直都认为救恩只有以色列人才配得到。
He always seen that this salvation only is desired by Israel.
虽然在使徒行传开始的时候，我们都看到，其实神的心也很清楚，要他们到地极。
Actually, at the beginning of the book of Acts, God has a great, already told them very clearly, they have to go to the end of the world.
但是他还一直不愿意做。
But Peter still not wanted to do this.
一直到这个异象来的时候，有一些不洁净的飞鸟、昆虫等等这些动物，这个声音要他宰来吃。
And until this day that he able to see that he have to eat these 4-foot animals and all the reptiles as food.
对他们这些传统的犹太人说，这是不可思议的事情。他们这些东西不但不可以吃，连碰都不可以碰。
So for those traditional Israelites, they know they cannot even, they cannot eat them. Not, they can also touch those as well.
但是这个声音第二次来的时候，告诉他，上帝所洁净的就已经洁净了，你就宰来吃吧。
God's voice is very clear. Is all those things has been cleaned, so go ahead and eat them.
一直到第三次的时候，这幅图啊，在他脑海里面特别清楚了。
So this picture reappearing to Peter's mind for the third time, and now it's really become really clear.
他就完全改变他的优先次序。
So he able to rearrange the priorities in his mind.
他知道上帝要他来重视这个外邦人的宣教工作。
So God want him to pay attention to the mission work in Gentiles.
第二就是意向能够让人能够击破所有的拦阻。
The vision will help people to overcome the challenges.
能够克服所有的困难。
All the difficulties.
当时彼得面临一个很大的挑战。
So Peter was facing a great challenge back then.
他相信他开始向这些外邦人传福音的时候，他的同工都不能够接受。
So the first time when he started this mission work to the Gentile, all his co-workers would not approve that.
但是他愿意克服这些困难。
But he's willing to overcome those barriers.
当时就有三个外邦人在他门外敲门。
So there were the three Gentiles knock on his door.
按照他们以色列人的规矩，他们不能够这些跟这些外邦人来往的。
So according to the Jewish tradition, they cannot have any interaction with the Gentiles.
但是我们看到他不只是为他们开门，他请他们进来，还跟他们一起吃饭。这个是在犹太人的传统里面是不可思议的事。But
Peter did it differently. He opened the door and welcomed them and eat dinner with them.
甚至有他们住在他家里过夜。And
also welcomed them to stay his house.
过一天一早。 第一个时间，他就跟这三个人去哥尼流的家里，就为就开始向外邦人哥尼流这个家族来传福音。And
then the second day, he went with those three people and go spread the good news to Cornelius.
所以这些外邦人，包括我们在内，才有机会能够成为基督徒。So
because of that, all the Gentile, including us, will have a chance to become Christian.
意向能够促成宣教的工作。
So the dreams can facilitate the mission works.
像远东广播公司，很多人问我说：“你们哪里去找这么多人，不同的方言，能够在中国不同的少数民族里面来传福音？”我说：“不是没有困难，是我们克服艰难。”A
lot of people asking the broadcasting company, how would you be able to find so many people speaking all different dialogues to do this broadcasting? And now we face great difficulty in that area.
很多人不了解，不明白我们怎么能够在国内，在中国能够训练这么多的年轻人来从事福音广播的工作。A
lot of people they don't understand how we be able to find and facilitate a lot of young generation to do the mission works.
不是没有困难，我们克服困难。
It's not without difficulty, but we overcome. Those difficulties.
主耶稣这样说，在这个天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。God
says, "And this gospel of kingdom will be preached in the whole world as testimony to all nations, and then the end will come."
但是如果没有意向，这句话很难实现。
So without a vision, this words cannot be fulfilled easily.
所以很巴不得神。 能够赐下意向给教会，特别是华人的教会，让我们能够克服一切的艰难。我们愿意做出所有的牺牲，所有的付出，来为主做这个宣教的工作。I
cannot help but pray God give this great vision to all the churches, so we can all pay contribution to this great important mission works.
好，我们做一个祷告。Let's
bow our heads and pray together.
谢天父，我们感谢你的恩典。今天早上，你借着你自己的话语。 来一次再一次的来提醒我们。Lord,
we thank you for a words from you that you're using this opportunity to remind all of us.
是神啊，我们都知道宣教的重要。We
all know the importance of mission works.
但是很多时候，我们知道是一回事，做出来又是另外一回事。A
lot of them we knowing importance of the mission, but doing this important mission works is a different story.
求主你赐下意向给这个教会。Lord,
give endow the great vision to this church.
让这个教会所做的宣教的工作是不一样的宣教。So
this mission work for this church is a different works that commanded by you.
让我们因为有意向，就能够启发我们，能够触动我们做非凡的事情。Because
of vision, we can do the important works for you.
让因为有意向，我们就方向清楚。
Because of with the vision, a clear vision, then we have a clear direction.
让因为有意向，让我们能够愿意做所有的牺牲付出，能够完成主你的大使命。
And with a great vision, we will be able to embrace the challenging and fulfill the work for you.
让主你来之前，真正是让天国的福音能传遍天下。
Lord, so when you come, we know that all this great news will spread to the end of the world.
感谢主，听我们祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
Important message. Let's remind us often the dream about missions and the mission with the dream. I would admit I have often have dreams, but none of them was about missions. But let's have the vision, let's have the dream.